Well, welcome to our prayers and prayer requests and reading of the Lord's Prayer. As I mentioned last week, you know, the most universally practiced we have as faith people is prayer. And sometimes it's just a human experience, and we really don't know if anybody hears our prayer or not. But we know through the love of Jesus that he prayed for us in John chapter 17. Of course, we commonly call the Lord's Prayer, the one that he taught to the disciples. But God does hear our prayers, and he also wants to speak to us. And we want to come into a prayer of agreement with and for those that we have listed. You can click on the slides and see the ones that we have lifted up in church and the ones that people have requested. And we do come into a prayer of agreement with them and for them. But I also wanted just to think about prayer. What is prayer? It's really talking to God. But the scriptures are also full of prayers. And what come to mind right now is, especially with things that are going on in the world, especially our country, with the death of Charlie Kirk and all the different viewpoints and so forth, you think, wow, goodness gracious, Charlie, what he did do before he did any speaking, he always shared the gospel. But he was, I don't know, Brother Phil said, I think he's a little bit like C.S. Lewis in the way that he would go and challenge people to think about things. Well, anyhow, I digress, but I think he might be right. But this is the one I wanted to share with you, and it's in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Then, if my people, who are who? They are called by his name, will humble themselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from their wicked ways, call that repentance, I will hear from heaven. You see, and heal their land and forgive their sins. That is the whole key, is forgiveness. And we talk about that as we close with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. In Jesus' name, amen.